Let's, Be'ez Hashem Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David C. Ben Rav Yosef. It is also dedicated as a Refuah Shleima for, let me get the right name, it's also a Refuah Shleima for Yeshua El Yochayim Ben Sarach. Refuah Shleima for Yeshua El Yochayim Ben Sarach. We are going to begin the 19th parak today. Today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed. The parak is called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. And it's a lot of the laws about Bris Mila and what aspects of Bris Mila are Docha Shabbos and what aspects of Bris Mila are not Docha Shabbos, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, mevi'o b'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you didn't bring the Mila knife, if you didn't bring the knife that was going to be used for the Bris Mila, if you didn't carry it to the house that the Bris Mila was happening on Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer's famous shita is Mevi'o b'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshire Mila. Not only the actual drawing of the blood of the Bris Mila itself is Docha Shabbos, but even the preparations for Bris Mila are also Docha Shabbos, Machshire Mila. So if you didn't bring it on Erev Shabbos, you could bring it on Shabbos, even Derech Rishus HaRabim. Megula, you could bring it uncovered. We're going to see in a moment why it needs to be uncovered. Bisakana, however, when the non-Jews have decreed that it's forbidden to do a Bris Mila, Mechaseu al pi Eidim, then you can cover it over as long as there are witnesses that know that that's what you're actually carrying. Va'odam Rebbe Lezer, Karsim Eitzim Lasus Chamim Lasus Barzel. Not only are you allowed to carry the Mila knife, you're even allowed to make a fire to make the iron to or the metal to sharpen the knife. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a rule. Kol malach she'efshal losos me'erev Shabbos, ein adochas Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says that any malacha that was able to be done on Erev Shabbos, so then it's not docha Shabbos. But the actual Bris Mila itself, which couldn't have been done on Erev Shabbos because you got to wait till the eighth day, Doches HaShabbos. He holds only that which could not have been done yesterday, like the Bris itself, that's Doches HaShabbos. Rabbi Lezer's famous shita is even Machshire Mila, even things that prepare for the Bris Mila that could have been done on Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer says those can be done on Shabbos. Take a look at the top Tosfos here. On Kuf Lamed, Tosfos has the following question. Why do you carry the knife to the baby? Wouldn't it make much more sense to carry the baby to the knife? And the reason is, carrying the baby, we learned earlier, we have a principle called Chai Noseis Atzmo, that carrying another human being is certainly not a violation of Anissa Doraisa. Some say it's permissible, and some say it's Anissa Dorabana, but carrying the Mila knife would be Anissa Doraisa. Carrying the baby would be a Dorabana, or even permissible. So why in the world? So let's take a look at the Tosfos. Vin Tomer. V'yaviyu atinok eitzel kli, da'ashalek is a Shabbos klal, da'chai no se'es atzmo. Why wouldn't you carry the baby? Tosfos has two answers. Yishlomer. The katan tzarech li'imohu, v'achar amila hayat tzarech la'chziro li'imo. If they'd carry the baby, they'd have to carry him back after the mila to his mom. V'oz havi kafus, v'fishu chola. He'd have the status of a sick person, and we don't apply the rule of Chai No Seis Atzmo by a sick person. That's one answer. Odi Shlomar came to Yoser Bekal. Since it's easier to carry the knife than to carry the baby, so the mitzvah would be done quicker, so it's better to do the mitzvah quicker, even if you're going to violate a worse issur. Wow. Okay. Let's continue. Fine. Says the Gemara. Yibayluhu, the Bnei HaYeshiva asked the question, Taima de Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Chibuve Mitzvah? Right. Rabbi Eliezer says it has to be uncovered. Why does the knife have to be uncovered? Was it just to show your love for the mitzvah? Look how much Jews love mitzvahs of Mila that were willing to violate an Isser. Say it's got to be public to show how much we love the mitzvah. They're willing to violate it. So Adoma, Yishum Cheshada. It's that people shouldn't suspect you that you're violating Shabbos. The difference is, could it be covered with witnesses? If it's to show the belovedness of the mitzvah, so then it shouldn't be uncovered. It has to be uncovered. And you can't use it covered, meal and knife, with witnesses. If it's a people who shouldn't suspect him, afilu mechusa shapir dami. So Maya, what's the din? Itma. Amar Rabbi Levi lo amar Rabbi Elazar lechavuvei mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar said it's got to be uncovered to show how beloved the mitzvah is. Tayan amihachim yaviyu megula ve'inu go mechusa de Rabbi Elazar. It's got to be uncovered for chibuvei mitzvah. Amar Vashi, Mastis Nami Deka, the Mishnah also sounds this way. Tani, Vishasa Sakana, Mechase Al Pi'edim. When are you allowed to cover Edim? Only when there's a decree against doing Bris Mila, then you can hide it. Sakana, Yen Shalom Sakana Lo, Shmamina, Mishimichu Mitzvah, Shmamina. So you see, the reason why we say it should be uncovered is to show how beloved the mitzvah is. Tani, Idach, Meviu Megula, Vein Meviu Mechusa, Devi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yudah, Mishimim Velezer, Nogana, Mishasa Sakana,
when it says you need Edim, does it mean the guy carrying the knife, the mayel, let's say, the mayel plus one, or the guy carrying the knife plus two? Is it two other Edim, or he can count? He covers it based on other Edim. That's why it says Edim. Answer the Gemara, no, Mishum Sharuyim Lahoid Bimakal Acher. It just means two people that could testify elsewhere. Says the Gemara, Odam Rabbi Eliezer, Tana Rabban. Rabbi Eliezer even said you're allowed to chop down trees on Shabbos and make a fire to heat up the iron to make the Mila knife to make the Bris Mila. Because Rabbi Eliezer's famous Shita is, not only is the Mila itself Tocha Shabbos, but even Machshire Mila, even the preparations for Bris Mila are also Tocha Shabbos. And even things that you could have done on Erev Shabbos are also Tocha Shabbos. Tanur Abonim. B'mekomol Shabbat Elezer Yikors in Eitzim, Lasus Pecham and Lasus Barzal B'Shabbos. In Rabbi Eliezer's town, they used to chop down wood to make coals, to make the Mila knife from iron on Shabbos. What do you see from this Gemara? If there's a Paisik who paskins in your town, and he's your Paisik, and he's in your town, then you have to follow that person. Even though we don't follow Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, we don't follow it, but in the town of Rabbi Eliezer, before they had decided that we don't follow it, in his town, you have to follow him. And similarly, in Rabbi Yossi Aglili's town, they used to eat chicken and meat. Because there's three opinions about chicken and meat. One opinion says it's an issa d'oraisa. One opinion says it's an issa d'rabbanan, because we're afraid you'll come to confuse it with meat. And a third opinion says, no, it's heter gomer. It's totally mutter to have chicken with milk. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili held. So in his town, they mamish used to have cheeseburgers with chicken. They used to have cheeseburgers with chicken, chicken and meat. Levi ikla lebe Yosef. So not just that was the shita, but in his town, they would follow him. He was the rav of the town. He said chicken with meat is okay. You got to follow the rav of the town. Levi ikla lebe Yosef Rishba. Levi went to the house of Yosef, the bird hunter. Krivulei Resha de Tavsa Bechalba. They served him ostrich meat with milk. Velo achal. He wouldn't eat it. Ki asal kameh de Rebbe. When Levi came from the Rebbe, Amar lei, amai lo tishamtinu. When you went, why didn't you put him in chera? For violating the din. Amarle, Astre de Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Ahava. No, this was the town of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. He was the Paisik. Va'amina Dilma Darash Luhuk Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir held like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that chicken with milk is fine. Tisnan, Rabbi Yossi Gilui Omer, Nemar lo sochu kol nevela, v'nemar lo savash al gadib b'chalev imo. It says you're not allowed to eat nevela, and you can't have meat with milk. Es she'asim shum nevela asa levash b'chalev. Whatever has an isa nevela, also you can't cook with milk. Oiv she'asim shum nevela yochol ye'asa levash b'chalev. So you might have thought chicken also. It's also asim shum nevela. So you might have thought, Talmud Lomar, b'chalev imo. Yatsa ov she'ein lo chalev ein. A bird doesn't have milk. So the baby bird doesn't nurse from the mommy. So it doesn't have chalev imo. So Yosef Aglili holds that there's no iser basa b'chala by something that doesn't nurse from the mommy. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yirachas Haizim Eretz Yisrael, Yosef and Rabbi Elezer. There was a certain city in Eretz Yisrael that followed the opinion of Rabbi Elezer. V'hayu meisim bizmano. Nobody in that city would die early. Meaning that it was appropriate what they did. One time there was a decree against the Mila, because they were so careful about the mitzvah of Mila, meaning they followed Rabbi Elezer, they even would do things on Erev, they even would do things they could have done on Erev Shabbos. They violated Shabbos because they showed how beloved the mitzvah of Mila was. They even made the fire to make the iron. They would chop down wood to make the fire, to make the iron, to make the Mila knife. So it was appropriate. If he was the rabbi of the town, then they had to follow his opinion. The Ritva writes in the name of the Raven that was the time that the halacha, the fact that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Elezer, that halacha was not yet paskin at that time. And therefore, they had to follow his opinion. Because there's a halacha, the Torah says, Lo sasim in adavar sheyigidu l'cho yaminu small. I feel all yamin shu small. And therefore, the people of that town got reward for following Rabbi Elezer, even though later on it was determined that we don't follow him. And that's why the Gemara brings this maisa, to show the schar that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives for following the rabbis. Even though most of the world was not paskening that way, even at that time, they had to hold a Rabbi Elezer. And certainly, how much more so you have to follow the rabbis where we do follow their halach. And the Maharsha explains, why was it Mida Kenegan Mida that they died at the proper time? Because they were careful on the time of Mila to be Mekai in the midst of Mila Bismana, even though they didn't have a knife. They would make sure to do it Bismana, so therefore they died Bismana. They cared about the Zmanim. They were Yekis. So there's a riot of the Yekis. So funny, yesterday I was on a conference call, and there's a local doctor in the neighborhood who's very specialist in infectious diseases. So he was telling us, how do we open school? What do we have to do? He's amazing, amazing doctor in the neighborhood. He's a very, very old friend of mine. We went to elementary school together. So I was on a phone call with like 40 principals from around the United States. So the call was scheduled to start at 10 o'clock. So he's on there at 9:57. So I said, I knew with you I would. He's a Yeki. So I said, I knew with you I wouldn't have to worry about you being late. He says, what do you mean? In my house, the rule of the say was being early is also not on time. He was there by 9:57. He was 3 minutes early. It's also not on time. That's the Yeki joke. Being early is also not on time. Anyway, but in this town, the Imamish cared about doing the Mila on time. They didn't have a Mila knife, so they would cut down trees. So what was the schar? They died on time. They didn't die early because they cared about the Zmanim. So you see from this Gemara, according to the Maharsha, that if you're makbid on the Zmanim, Hashem will be makbid on your Zman. If you're makbid to come on time to davening, Hashem will make sure you die in your right time, that you don't die early. That's what it sounds like from the Maharsha. And there's a remez that Avraham Avinu shalonimo l'shmona, that Avraham Avinu didn't have his bris at the eighth day. He died 5 years early. Wow. Yitzchak, who had the bris on the eighth day, he died in the right time. He died at 180, Avraham was 175. So the Maharsha says, Avraham Avinu didn't have his bris on time, he had to die early. But Yitzchak, who had his bris on time, 8 days, so he got to live to 180.
Wow. So says the Marsha. Let's go weiter. Any mitzvah the Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves b'simcha kigon mila d'ksiv sas anochi alim rasecha k'motzi shalom rav. And im rasecha means the first mitzvah commanded the Klal Yisrael with the word vayomer, as opposed to vayidaber, which is mila. Adai in ois and oisa b'simcha. They still performed b'simcha. L'chol mitzvah shekiv alim b'ktata. But a mitzvah that they accepted upon themselves with complaining, going Arayas, to siv, Vaishma Moshe Sam Boichala Mishpachosav, they were complaining about Arayas, Aliski Mishpachosav, Adayin, Osno Sapiktata. They're still fighting about the marriages. The Lekaksu de la Rami Batigra. There's no marriage that there's not some fight between the Machatanim. Usually there's fight. I'm the only person who didn't have that. I already have three chasanas, never once a fight with the Machatanim. Maybe because I knew all the machatanim before the wedding, before the shidduch. I knew all of them. So I'm the exception to the rule. But usually, machatanim is fighting. Who's going to pay for this? And I want to pay for that. And I want a nicer band. I want a nicer hall, a nicer caterer. Forget about it. Who's going to support the chasan kal? Afterwards, you pay. How much are you going to pay? Baruch Hashem, with me, never had any issues. Zero. Big bracha. It's a bracha for the kids. Now, right, Rashi says that Mila was the first mitzvah that was commanded with the word Amira and not Dibur. Vayomer Elokim al Avraham v'atos b'isi tishmo. That's why the pasuk says, Sas anochi al imra secha. The first imra is referring to Mila. I rejoiced over the mitzvah of Mila. Rashi adds that why is Klal Yisrael so excited about this mitzvah? Because why are we so happy about Mila? Because Mila is a mitzvah that you have everywhere you go, no matter where you are, what you have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 24/7, no matter what you're wearing, no matter, it doesn't matter, you're naked, you're clothed, right? Like the famous Medrash, the Gemara Darshan's in Menachas. Menachas is the first Masechta I did with the Daf Yomi, so it's special to me, very special. Menachas Mem Gimel. Pasuk says, "Lamenatzeach al Hashminis." That's Tehillim Yud Beis. David was in the bathhouse and he saw himself not wearing tefillin and not wearing tzitzis, and he was upset. Then he remembered he had the mitzvah Mila, so he composed the paragraph of "Lamenatzeach al Hashminis." That's Mila. That's given on the eighth day. In the Maharam, Tosis over here talks about that. Maharam explains. Why did the Gemara bring our Gemara Lamenatzeach al Hashminis? The Gemara wanted to bring a pasuk that talks about all of Klal Yisrael, but this Mizmar is only David. Tosis quotes, we found that Mila's b'simcha by Avram Vinu.
Vayas Avraham mishteh gadol b'yom. Listen to this. Vayas Avraham mishteh gadol b'yom hi gomel. Watch this. Hey gimel mol. Hey plus Gimel is 8. Hey Gimel, Mol. So you see from this in Makar that Klal Yisrael, that Avraham Avinu already made a big simcha on the day of the Bris Mila. So you see from here that this mitzvah was already done with simcha already from Avraham Avinu. So this is a special simcha with Bris Mila. That's why we make a special suit today also. Azai Zaktosis. Take a look at Zadatosis. Sos Anochi. Bemerish Lamatzech al Hashmini Siv. Hanidrash al Amila Shiashi Bishmini Vichin Amrinan. Hayas Avram Shagadol b'yom hi gomel b'yom hag mol hey gimel mol the eighth day Mila says the Mishnah Gadol. So you see, we're makabalit b'simcha. That's why we still do the mitzvah b'simcha. What's the simcha of the Bris Mila? And we have this connection to Hashem all day, 24/7, 365. You never misiach das in the Baruch Shem even 1 second.
Gevaldik. Let's continue. Tanya. Rabbi Shim ben Elazar Omer. Kol to Shemos Yisrael Atzman Aleim Lamisa. Shas Kiris Malchus. Yvon Avodis Kochav Mumila. Adayin Yim Echzakas B'yadam. Any mitzvah that we're Moser Nefesh to do, even when the Goyim decreed against it, we're still doing. Kol Mitzvah Shalom Maser Yisrael Atzman Aleim Lamisa. Shas Kiris Malchus. Yvon Tefillin. But a mitzvah that we weren't Moshe Nefesh for, like tefillin, adayin hi merupa biyadam, it's still weak in us.
Damer Rabbi Yana, tefillin tzrichin guf naki ke Elisha bal knafayim. Tefillin requires a clean body, like Elisha bal knafayim. He was very makbid on the mitzvah of tefillin, others were not. Mayi, what does it mean that you need a guf naki? Amar Abayi shelo yafiach bohen. Abayi says you're not allowed to pass gas when wearing tefillin. Rava amar shelo yishan bohen. You shouldn't sleep in them. Either because we're afraid you'll pass gas when you're sleeping, or you'll be a bal keri. And Tosis writes, now we're not worried about keri, but we're worried about a hesach hadas. Abayi holds, you don't have to worry about maybe you fall asleep. And Rava says, you have to know that even if you'll get tired, you'll be prevented from sleeping. Says the Gemara, "Vamai kar lili shabal kanafayim." Why did they call? Right, we had this story quoted earlier, about 100 blot ago, maybe 70 blot ago. Mem tes. We had this story earlier. Why did they call him Elisha bal kanafayim? Because a miracle happened to him with his tefillin. Pamachas gaza malchus harishad gzer al yisrash kol minich tefillin haroshu yikru es mocho. The Romans had a decree against the Jews that anyone who would place tefillin on his head, they would smash the tefillin into his head. Elisha minich tefillin v'yatzal l'shuk, he didn't care. He wore tefillin. And he flaunted it. V'ro kazder achad, so the Roman general who was in charge of enforcement saw him. Rutz Milfanov and Rutz Achrov. So Elisha ran away from him, and the Roman Kazdor ran after him. Kevin Shigeh Etzlo, Nitalon, Meirosh of Aksam Biyadu. Elisha took him off his head and put him in his hands. Amalo, Ma Biyadcha, Amalo, Kanfeyona. He said, what's in my hand? A dove is in my hand. Upashat Es Yado, Venimtsubo Kanfeyona. He opened up his hands, and sure enough, there was a dove. Fika Chayikorno, so Baal Kanafai. From the words of Rav Yanai, so what's the proof? From the words of Rav Yanai, we learn that people were not careful with Gufnaki like Elisha was. And Elisha was very unique in his Mesiras Nefesh for Tefillin, and everybody else was not. That's the way Rashi explains. Tosis explains the opposite. The raya from Elisha was that they were not moser nefesh, because Elisha should have told him that he has tefillin in his hands. Or why didn't he bring a raya from the fact that he took him off his head? Tosis earlier said, no, you're not obligated to give up your life for tefillin. Could have just taken, even though it was a Shas Hashmad, but you could have just taken it off. Even though B'Shas HaGzeira, it's a mitzvah to be Mosa Nefesh, even for a mitzvah Kala. But that's only a mitzvah that it looks like you're being different. But the fact that you're not putting on tefillin, a lot of people don't put on tefillin when they're walking along the way. There's no obligation to where it's filling all day long. So he could have taken them off, so he didn't have to be Moser Nefesh. But you see, he was Moser Nefesh. Tosa says, I'm the Kanfeyona, Harisha lo Moser Atz v'lo Matfilin him. Wow. Tosa says the Mesir, that he wasn't, that Elisha was a bad guy. He should have said they were Tfilin. But most Rishonim learn, Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learns, he was Moser Nefesh. He was willing to wear him, even though there was a Gzera, you'd get killed for wearing him. Okay. Let's continue. Yeah, it's a good hour. It's a good hour. I don't know. It's a good hour. Very good hour. Maishta kan for Yona. Why Dafka did he say a Yona? Darmale. Maishta kan for Yona. Darmale. Why did he say Yona? Velo amale sharofos. Not a different bird. Mishum de dam yekneses Yisrael li Yona. Because mitzvahs are like the wings of a bird that protect Klal Yisrael. Shnema kan fayona nechve bakesef ve'evroseh b'yirakrek charutz.
The feathers of the wing of the bird of the yona protect it.
Ma yona zuknafeh miginus aleha,
just like a dove, its wings protect it.
Af Yisrael mitzvus miginus aleim.
So to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvus protect Klal Yisrael.
Am Rabbi Abba bar Rav Adam, Rabbi Yitzchak Pamachas, Shachachu, V'lo hiviu izmo me'erev Shabbos, V'hiviu b'Shabbos, Derech Gagos, V'derech Chatzeros.
So one time, they brought it by roofs and chatzers. Shalom b'ritzon Rabbi Lezer.
Against the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. What do you mean against the opinion? It
says the Gemara, Maskif la, Rav Yosef,
Shalom b'ritzon Rabbi Lezer, Adar Rabbi Lezer, Dushari, he's the one who permits it.
Chitema, maybe he'll tell you what Shalom b'ritzon Rabbi Lezer, Dushari,
Afil b'shisarabim, he would have permitted it even in shisarabim.
Ela b'ratzin rabbanon, da'asu derech shisarabim, v'sharu derech gagos, v'derech chatzeres, derech karpifos.
Umi shari,
why would the chacham say it's even mutter to violate an isad rabbanon?
V'atanik shem shem v'vino so derech shisarabim.
Kachem v'vino so lo derech gagos, lo derech karpifos, lo derech chatzeres.
No, if you carry in a, on the roofs or on the gag of the karpif, it's like a carmelis. So it's asim mutter rabbanon.
So you're not allowed to violate a derabban.
Elam Ravashi, Shalom Ritzon Rabbi Lezer Umachlu Kaso.
It was against Rabbi Lezer and against Chacham.
Rabbi Lezer would be matim and just a rabbi,
and the Chachamim forbid it even in a Carmelis.
Ela Beratzon Rabbi Shimon.
Rather, it was going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon.
He holds, even for a Devar Rishus,
it's mutter to carry something that rested in a Carmelis, well, in a Gag Chatzar Karpif, it's mutter to carry
Derech these Rishios.
If the object began Shabbos in the Karpif, then you're allowed to carry in a Karpif. Tisnan, it's a Mishnah Erevin. We're going to learn this Mishnah in about 4 months.
Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Echad Karpifos, Echad Chatzeros,
a Chatzer, Kulam, even a Chatzer that the different members of the Chatzer didn't make an Eruv, but if the thing rested in the Chatzer, since a Chatzer has four walls, so you're allowed to carry in a Chatzer on Shabbos, even if there's no Eruv between the various houses. A Chatzer is an area owned by multiple people together. They didn't make an Eruv, but it's enclosed. So Rabbi Shimon holds that an enclosed chatzer, it's permissible to carry on Shabbos.
We don't follow this opinion.
Kulam rishus achasei, lekelim sheshavsu besochem, velo lekelim sheshavsu besocha bayis.
We don't follow that opinion.
Okay.
Baimine Rabbi Zera me Rabbi As
Mavoy. A Mavoy is like an alley that has three walls. One wall is open to the Rishus HaRabim, and it has a lechi or a kora that's being matibit on wall number four. So it's open on the fourth wall.
It's the alley, the way the people of the Chatzer, again, the way in times of the Gemara you had houses emptied into a chatzer, and multiple chatzers emptied into a mavoi, and through the mavoi you go into the Rishus HaRabim.
Shalom nishtatfuga,
but they didn't do shitufei mavoos. The members of the various chatzers didn't do shitufei mavoos.
Mahu l'taltel b'chula.
What about an object that began Shabbos in the mavoi? Are you allowed to carry it in the mavoi? Or maybe only 4 amos?
Me, I'm reading kichatzer dami, ma chatzer avagav delo irvu.
Just like a chatzer, even if the members of the chatzer did not make an irv one to the other, it's permissible to carry in a chatzer.
Mutter l'taltel bekulo.
You're allowed to carry in a chatzer.
Nobody disagrees with that.
Hainami, so too in a mavoi. which has a lechi or a kor being matter it, so you're allowed to carry afgav de lo nishtat fubo mutulataltel bekulo,
a vessel that rested in it. Right, the only issue with the chutzar is something that was in your house, you're not allowed to carry from your house to that chutzar if there's no eruv. But something that rested in the chutzar, everyone agrees you're allowed to carry in a chutzar even if there's no eruv chatzeris there. If it began Shabbos in the chutzar, you're allowed to carry because it's considered to be rishus hayachid. Odilma lo dami lechatzar. Maybe a mavui is more like a karmelis and less like a chutzar. The chutzar is like arba mechitzos because the chutzar has four walls. Hi, less like arba mechitzos. This doesn't have four walls. It has three. Plus a lechi or a korah. Inami, chutzar is like diurin. A chutzar is always made for usage. There's always people in there. And therefore, they're not going to confuse a chutzar with a karmelis. But a ha'les be diurin, but a mavui, nobody lives there. So it's used more infrequently, and it's more like a karmelis. If you let people carry in a mavui, people are going to come to carry in a karmelis. Shasik v'lom lomidi. So this question was posed from Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Asi did not answer. Zimnin ashkeche diyosif v'kamar. Another time, Rabbi Zeira found Rabbi Asi saying the following. Amar Rishim and Lakish and Rabbi Danasi, Pamachas Shachachu v'loiviu Izmo Meir of Shabbos. One time they forgot to bring a meal and I veviu b'Shabbos. V'hayadavar kasha l'chachamim. Heach manich and divrei chachamim v'usin k'Rabbi Eliezer. Chada, how could they violate this din? Chada de Rabbi Eliezer shamutehu. Two opinions. What is shamute? Rabbi Eliezer either was in Cherem. Rabbi Eliezer was in Cherem from the story of Tanur Shalachnoi. If you remember in Bava Metzia Mem Tes, where he said, let the walls of the Beis Medrash prove that I'm right. Let a bas kol prove that I'm right. They put him in Cherem because he went against everybody else. Another opinion, Shamutehu, means he's a Talmud of Shammai. And we don't follow Shammai against Hillel. Two opinions. So that's why we don't follow his opinion.
He was in Cherem. Rashi says he's in Cherem. Rash is another pshat. Tosis also says here, Shamute. Mi beis Shammai. Look at Tosis. Rabbi Eliezer Shamute mi beis Shammai. Okay. Va'od yachid v'rab malach k'rab. Also, we don't follow Rabbi Eliezer because we follow Chacham. Vam Rabbi Oshia. She'ilis es Rabbi Yehuda Gozer. So Rabbi Oshia said to the Chacham, who said, how are they allowed to carry the mila knife on Shabbos? I asked Rabbi Yehuda Gozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda the Mayel. But Amar Li, Mavui Shalom Nishtad Fubo Havi. It was a Mavui. I assume Harish. They just brought it from one end of the Mavui to the other end of the Mavui. So it's exactly the Shiloh we had before. So Amar Li, Svira Le Mar, Mavui Shalom Nishtad Fubo Mutal Taltu Bukulo. Wait a minute. So you hold that a mavoi that had no shetut mos, you're allowed to carry from one side of the mavoi to the other. So how come you didn't answer my question when I asked you that question? I see from this story that you hold it's allowed to, you're allowed to carry in a mavoi. V'amar lei in, I do hold it. Amar lei v'hazim in b'amir nafalah misli hachid. But I asked you this shiloh, you didn't give me the answer. Dilma agav shitfach asilach gemarach.
You're right. When you had asked me the shaila, I had forgotten the answer. But once I chazed over this whole scenario, and I remembered my learning, and it reminded me that yeah, I hold that in a mavo you're allowed to carry, even without an eruv, from one end of the mavo to the other end of the mavo. I remembered the words of Rav Oshia.
Itma. Amr Abzer and Rav Mavoi Shalom Nishtafibo Ein Metal Kumbo Elaba Arba Amos. So Rav holds, Rav Abzer says Rav, that no, he disagrees. A Mavoi that didn't have Shetufim Mavos, you're only allowed to carry four Amos. You're not allowed to carry four Amos in a Mavoi that had no Eruv. Amr Abai Hamilsa Amara Rabbi Zera Velo Pirsha Ad Asa Rabba Baravu Pirsha Rav Nachman Amara Rav Omer Rav Movish lo nishtadfu bo, irvu chatzeros im batun,
if there were a ruvei chatzeros.
So there were a lot of carry from the house to the chatzer. It's just that the people of the chatzer didn't do shitufi mevos to bring the chatzeros together to allow them to carry in the mavui. Ein metatlin bo ela ba'arba amos.
So in such a thing, you're only allowed to carry 4 amos.
But lo irvu chatzeros im abatim.
However, if there was no eruvei chatzeros, and it would be usher to carry from the house to the chatzer,
mutter letal to bukula.
So then you, paradoxically, you are allowed to carry in the mavur.
Amalei Rav Chazina, Rav Chanina chozel l'rabim. Maishna.
What's the difference whether the people of the houses made an eruvei chatzeros or not?
Ki irvu chatzeros im batim denitku chatzeros v'nasu batim. Rav tamei damar rav ein amovi nitar belechi v'kora ad sheyehu batim chatzeros psuchin l'socho.
V'hacha, since in this case each chatzer had its own eruv, so each chatzer is considered to be like a separate bayis.
Oh, batim ikah chatzeros leka,
and therefore the lechi and the korah don't work in this case without a shetufi mevos, because since each chatzer had its own eruv, so each chatzer was considered like a separate rishus, and therefore you can't carry in the mavul without shetufi mevos.
Kilo irvu nami lechzinu lahane batim command disasimu dami.
We should view the batim as separate domains.
Chatzeros iku batim leka.
The Gemara answers, efshad demavat le rishusa dekulu gabechad. No, it's possible for all the balei batim to be mevatel the rishus in the chatzer to one of the people, and therefore it's going to be mutter to carry.
Sof bayis ika batim leka.
If you do that, you only have one house. You don't have multiple houses.
Answer the Gemara, efshad demitzafra vad palga deyoma, from the morning until half the day, legabechad. Palga deyoma lepanya legabechad.
They can make the whole mavi belong to one person for the first half of Shabbos, and to a different person, so that you have two people.
Says Gemara, sof, be'inadisi lai, lesi lai,
but each guy's owning at a different time.
Elam Ravashi, mi garm l'chatzeres sheya asru, what causes the chatzer to be asr to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi?
Batim, it's only the houses, veleka, and you don't have houses, meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, the mavoi and the chatzeros that are open into the mavoi are all considered to be one rishus, and therefore it's mutter to carry kalim that were in them before Shabbos. You're allowed to carry them even if you don't do shidufi mavos, as long as the chatzeros did not have an eruv, as long as the owners of the houses did not do an eruv with the chatzeros, because in this case usually you don't have anything in the chatzers, and we're not worried you're going to carry from the chatzer into the mavoi. So therefore, everyone agrees you're not allowed to carry from the chatzer into the mavoi, but if the thing would rest in the mavoi itself, then you would be able to carry. However, if the chatzeros would make an eruv together with the batim, so then you'd have a lot of objects in the chatzer, it would be usher to carry from the chatzeros to the mavoi, because we're afraid people would take stuff out, even stuff that was in the house. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree in such a case that you would not consider the mavui to be one rishus with the chatzim, because it's us to carry one to the other. Okay, a little complicated here. We will learn these halachas more in detail when we get to Erevin, obviously. Everyone should have a wonderful day.